really don't know why it's characterized as Jackson Hole. That's just south of the Grand Tetons. But why it's called Jackson Hole? You know, there's a nice lake up there.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You mentioned earlier, we talked earlier about the mountains. An elevated place that's not as high as the mountains would be called a what? If it's not as tall as a mountain, it might be a little...
You mean like the foothills? Or?
Yeah. So, there are hills in Colorado. I mean, they're not just mountains. You would have hills as well. Okay. What is a draw?
A draw?
Yeah.
A draw is like the same thing as a valley, except it's not as big.
Okay.
How I would describe a draw.
Okay. Would it be the same thing as like a deep gully or a gully?
Well, to me it isn't.
Okay.
No, a draw would be...
Be bigger than a gully?
Okay, now, remember I told you I was born at Robber's Roost?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, from up there, coming down to the Arickaree River, is a little small stream of water. It was fed from a stream, from a spring, and this was called Roost Draw, and it's not as big as a valley. It's smaller than a valley, but it's kind of a neat little place. And a gully to me is something that's washed out, deep.
In this area, did they ever use the word arroyo?
No, I don't think very often.
Okay.
I've never heard of it used around here.
Okay. And a canyon would be...
Well, a canyon, you know, to differentiate the difference between a draw and a canyon and a gully, a canyon would be almost like a draw, only... I'd say it's halfway between a draw and a gully.
Okay.
A canyon could be bigger to me than a gully.
Okay.
But it would be, you know, could have rock sides.
Okay. Would you have like water running through the bottom of it, like a river or a stream?
It could have, but it wouldn't necessarily have to have to be a canyon.
Okay.
Down at the Fox Ranch, there's a place called Big Canyon that's been designated as Big Canyon when you describe, you know, I'm going to be riding horseback, hunting for cattle down around Big Canyon.
Mm.
This would be a canyon, or a place coming in to the river bottom that's bigger than a draw, but it's not rough like a gully.
Mm. Okay. Earlier we were talking about water. Does the water in these rivers move pretty fast, or is it pretty slow moving?
Well, it's not fast like a gusher in the mountains. But it moves fairly fast.
A gusher is a what? Is that a waterfall or?
A gusher?
Yeah.
No, I'd say a gusher is more like a geyser, except it doesn't come straight out.
Okay. I was wondering if in these rivers around here you'd have anything like rapids or cascades or whitewater, anything like that.
I wouldn't say that you did have.
Those are things that you'd find up in the mountains.
Yeah.
Mostly.
And I was going to say how fast the fall was in the Arickaree River, but I can't tell you because I'm not sure what I was going to say. You know, how many feet per mile it falls.
Yeah. But you don't have any waterfalls?
No.
Okay. Now, a rose or a tulip, those are both types of what?
Flowers.
Okay. Do you have any wildflowers in this area?
Oh, yeah. I don't know what they are. We have buttercups. We were talking about that this spring, and we have a yellow flower around here that, when I was a kid, I knew the name of it, but I asked several people this spring, and they don't know the name of it either.
Hmm.
But we have quite a few wildflowers, but I can't tell you the names of them.
Okay. You call these bodies of waters rivers. I was wondering if there's a difference between a river and a stream.
Why, I would say that the river is much bigger than a stream, and why they call the Arickaree a river, I don't know, but it's always been called the Arickaree River and the Republican River.
Okay.
the Republican River flows above ground. I'd say the Republican River flows twice as much water as the Ricaree, but they're both called rivers. And why they're named that way, I don't know.
You don't have any bodies of water around here to be called streams, really.
Well, I don't think so, although I think these should be called streams rather than rivers.
Okay. I was wondering if a stream would be something you'd find up in the mountains, like a mountain stream or...
I don't know. I couldn't tell you.
Okay. And that's interesting. Creeks are just mostly wet weather, would you say? I mean, they only flow when you've had a lot of rain.
Sand creeks, I would say, yeah.
Okay. I noticed there was a lot of